One reason, with emergency room visits down dramatically since the COVID-19 outbreak and elective surgeries on hold, hospitals like Carilion cannot bill patients or insurance companies, says AG.
Out of the pit of my stomach, I'm very worried about hospitals going forward and the dire financial circumstances that we're finding ourselves in.
Then there are all those PPEs Carilion is having to purchase for its healthcare workforce. Warner told AG there is relief funding for hospitals on the way in one of the bills recently passed by Congress. And there's more financial stress at Virginia Tech, said school president Tim Sands, who was also in on the call.
We see anywhere from $150 to $300 million impact on Virginia Tech, maybe at least two or three times that, if you look at the impact on the New River Valley and on Roanoke.
Sands says he wants clear public health guidelines before opening Tech again to on-campus classes, hopefully for the fall semester. Gene Marano, WFIR News.